Under the bill, MPS would have to sell underutilized or vacant buildings to other educators, including private schools. If, after several years, none stepped forward, then the district could sell to other parties. The author of the measure is Republican Representative Joe Sanfilippo of West Allis. He came right out of the gate, blasting MPS for offering to sell its former Malcolm X school to a developer when nearby St. Marcus Lutheran School wants the building.
For various reasons, MPS is kind of icing out these choice and charter schools, and even in neighborhoods where we have strong community support for choice or charter schools, and the neighbors would like to have a building that's maybe vacant now used.
Sanfilippo accused MPS of cheating taxpayers and children by not allowing a private school to buy and use the vacant building. Republican Senator Alberta Darling noted during the hearing that the state gave MPS a grade of F earlier this year. She says MPS should jump at any chance to improve education for Milwaukee's children, even if it means the district might lose enrollment.
There are education opportunities that could be available to our students that could be higher quality situations. I think the best thing the school board and Superintendent Thornton could do is say, you know what, we are having a real challenge in educating in Milwaukee for a lot of valid reasons. We embrace all the help we can get, and we do that with our arms spread wide.
Darling says the plan to force MPS to sell buildings to other educational interests has been in the works long before now. MPS Superintendent Gregory Thornton called the bill short-sighted. He says the enrollment in the district is moving forward for the first time in nearly a decade, so it must always keep an eye on future needs. When it comes to buildings the district concludes it won't need, Thornton says it needs flexibility. Thornton mentioned the former MPS building remodeled into senior housing this past summer.
We were pleased that our Jackie Robinson School was actually transformed and put back on the tax rolls to allow folks to have good quality of life that I think is so valuable in certainly that community.
District leaders have said they want the Malcolm X property developed into a community center. Democratic Representative Fred Kessler questioned why state government is interfering in Milwaukee decisions.
You didn't say it applies to Representative Nyland schools in Pewaukee or Representative Cuyahoga schools in Brookfield or the Muckwonago school. You've just applied it to Milwaukee, and this isn't a statewide concern. You're applying this to a local thing, and I think that runs contrary to Wisconsin's constitution.
In Milwaukee, the city owns the buildings MPS operates, so City Hall must now approve all sales. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations did not vote on the issue Wednesday, but the full legislature is expected to act yet this fall. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.